Hello, this is Mark Snowden, and you've reached my podcast. I call this one Experiencing Joy. Experiences bring more joy than things you own. Family vacations, mission trips, Christian concerts, and even lively discussions in a Bible study over time become more precious than things you own. My wife and I tackled a major downsizing in the months before we moved to the Cincinnati area. We conducted an estate sale and jettisoned sofas, a bedroom suite, at least 4 entire shelves of books, our china, our dining room furniture, and even our piano. During that transition, I couldn't help reflect on research that had come across during a writing project. Brain theorists said that emotions were actually chemicals in our bloodstream that etch memories. That was true for me as I found firsthand that emotional ties to stuff went a lot deeper than I thought they would have. Jesus had the right perspective, though. He said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And that's in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. In other words, joy is not about the stuff. Small groups that provide learning experiences and interactivity in small groups actually add more happiness to your life. When you lecture, you literally rob joy from your participants. When you remember a Bible study and that interactivity that went with it, even good or bad interactions, the emotions come flooding back as if you're there again. Psalm 35:9 says, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation." When you share a story that you have experienced, including your salvation testimony, others can vicariously share in your joy. They often want to have that joy for themselves. So, when a Bible story or scripture verse rocks your world, let it overflow as a blessing to others. This is why my ministry has prioritized learning experiences and interactivity instead of lecture in Bible studies. The Bible study curriculum that I write includes at least one learning activity and a game. This isn't just to add interest, but to help your participants add joy to their lives. So, give your small group joy and make it last all year long. If I can help, just let me know.